FM. In Soka on 94.9 FM.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon with Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9 is Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Tobacco farmers are crying foul over low earnings amid a strong kwacha. In African news, KwaZulu-Natal Premier Thami Ntuli calls for calm amid xenophobia tensions. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chihuahua. Tobacco farmers at the season of sales launch in Lusaka say the strengthening kwacha has reduced their earnings, leaving many struggling to pay workers and transport costs back to their villages. Some farmers who spoke to Kombon Radio News have said that the falling dollar has negatively affected tobacco prices and reduced the value of their sales. The farmers are complained that they're not receiving fair prices for their produce and appealed for better pricing mechanisms. Others said the situation has become difficult, with some failing to raise enough money for transport after selling their tobacco. The farmers also claimed that buyers have not adjusted the dollar price of tobacco upward to cushion them against the currency changes. Residents of Chakunkula Ward 37 in Monali constituency are benefiting from a land regularization program aimed at giving occupancy licenses to families who have lived without legal land documents for decades. Ward Councillor Njomona Chimuka says the initiative is helping restore dignity and security to residents who have occupied land for more than 30 years without title deeds or occupancy licenses. Mr. Chimuka says the exercise has already covered the Kwabanda compound behind Obama Mall and Kapoliomba near Syntex Academy, with works now underway in Kamanga compound, Overspill 1, 2 and 3. He says the program is also helping reduce land disputes, protect residents, investments and improve planning and revenue collection for the local authority. Mr. Chimuka has since urged residents in the affected areas to cooperate with officers conducting the exercise.
So our people have been struggling for over 30 years. Governments, they've come and gone, and this problem has existed. But we want to thank the deputy of his excellency for his pronouncement and his desire to empower every Zambian to own land and also houses. And today we are witnessing and demonstrating the pronouncement by the head of state, by getting on the ground and making sure that our people receive the legal documents which will safeguard their investment. Remember, these houses have been built and for a very long time.
Residents of Upper Musofu in Munsakamba Ward of Mukushi District have expressed concern over the delayed completion of Chiswa Primary School in the area. Mercy Mata and Shadrach Mulansa say construction works had stalled, with the contractor not seen on site for some time, despite the building materials already being delivered. The residents explained that the project remains at foundation level, raising concerns over the slow progress of works. They further say the delay is negatively affecting children who are now forced to walk long distances to attend classes at Musakamba Secondary School. The residents warn that some pupils have already dropped out of school due to the long and difficult daily travel.
Nomba chile mwoneka hapo baturi la mabwe batura mloji ama bloko na ya na wali tienche nde indi na foundation bati ya kwa alivuela kwa shimano omuliro so inende ilishanya nga chidolo wakuri ya kunche nde okumona kumaba ano kumapa Musaka mboku isa kusentro kuno kusikulu secondary Musaka mba nche nde bali imona Ichoche alenge shaba nabe njuko na ikano kupula ama kumopamula nduwa kweba chinche ndekule chari mpoku bale kuma
Sabu tempo Tuwaliba tootira sana 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 Kweba tuwa kipero wa batipera kansukumu Numba isha kula ndesha kweba ati Kontakte batipera Tatuwa isha wala na mkwene isha wale isha na chilisonji Batea ichiwa foundation na mwa adam kinga na timpo adam na nani kani Kama bruta adam kini
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has welcomed the enactment of the Education Amendment Bill into law, describing the move as a major step towards guaranteeing access to education for all citizens. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, NACAES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa said the new law now makes free education a legally enforceable right rather than a privilege. Dr. Chansa said the development is in line with Sustainable Development Goal Number 4, Zambia's Vision 2030, and the 8th National Development Plan. He noted that the law now places a legal obligation on the current UPND administration and future governments to provide free education to all Zambians, regardless of their social status or gender. However, Dr. Chansa cautioned that the law alone will not improve the quality of education unless government increases investment in the public education.